One of the fastest ways to speed your recovery from anxiety is to let go of your safety crutches. Safety crutches are anything external to yourself that you need in order to feel safe. They're people, objects, and behaviors that you are unable to give up without feeling a great deal of anxiety. It's possible to make a lot of progress using the DARE response to overcome anxiety, only to realize that this progress only happens when your crutches are present. This doesn't mean that the initial progress wasn't real or significant. It simply means there is still work to be done. One of the most common types of crutches is a person who makes you feel safe and supported. Oftentimes, this person is a parent, partner, or friend who accompanies you in situations that cause you anxiety. They might always come with you to doctor appointments, be present anytime you drive, or function as a buffer in social situations. But people don't necessarily have to be present to be a crutch. Sometimes these people are just always a phone call away. You know they will always be available if you become anxious and need their help. Crutches can also be objects that you feel the need to keep with you. It's common for people to only feel safe when they have their phone handy. Other times, medication or self-medicating substances function as a crutch, leaving you unable to leave the house without an emergency stash of Xanax or alcohol. A final category of crutches is relying on behaviors that help you feel safe. You may find yourself always sitting near an exit at the cinema or when you go to a restaurant. You may rely on routines you are unwilling to break or avoid situations that make you anxious altogether without even realizing you're doing so. Today, your exercise is to identify your own personal crutches. Here's a statement that will help you find every last one of them. What makes you say, "Well, if things get really bad, I'll always have X to rely on"? How would you fill in that statement? What do you always have as a backup or contingency plan? Who comes to mind as someone who will always be there to save you or help you through challenging situations? Take some time to write out a list of all your crutches you use to feel safe. Some people have a number of crutches. Other people have only one or two. Either way, write out an accurate and comprehensive list. To fully recover from your anxiety, you will have to give up each and every one of your crutches. As you think through this reality, you will feel a sense of resistance. It's hard to give up your crutches, and it's easy to convince yourself this is an unnecessary step. Why go through so much work when you're managing your anxiety just fine with your crutches? What's the point in giving them up? This is a legitimate question, but there are several reasons this is an essential step. First, your crutches may not always be available to you. What will you do then? Your safe person may not always be free when you need them. Your doctor may not always be willing to prescribe you Xanax. There might not always be seats next to the exit. If your crutches are necessary, your life is still limited, because as soon as your crutches disappear, you go right back to letting anxiety control your life again. Second, your crutches are a sign that you have not truly accepted your anxiety. Every time you focus on your crutches, you are reminding yourself that you still fear something could go wrong. You are still resistant to anxious discomfort. Anxiety still has control over you. Not until you fully embrace your anxiety on your own without any outside assistance will you recover from your anxiety fully. So you have some work ahead of you, but be encouraged. Because you have already learned the DARE response for anxiety, you have all the tools you need to give up your crutches. Your eventual goal is to completely replace your crutches with the DARE response. You might well ask, well, is dare itself a crutch? No, dare is not a crutch. It's an internal toolkit you use to overcome your anxiety. It's an inner resource that you integrate into your makeup, much like you do with new self-confidence. It's not something external that you rely upon. For many people, overcoming safety crutches is the last and final step to a full recovery. That means you are so close. Follow this 7-day challenge. Carry out each of the suggested exercises, including the one assigned to you today. Step out bravely, knowing your recovery is almost complete.